Is there live wagering on minor league baseball? Stay tuned, and if there is, I'll tell you how you can win a lot of money. It's Graham from Iron Pigs Today at the top level of the minors with your daily podcast setting you up for Iron Pigs game day. We're right in the middle of the Charlotte series, three games in the books. Lost 2-1-1 last night, and let me tell you about how to wager on minor league baseball. Here's what you do. You watch the West exit. Late in the game, when you see me leave, however the game is going, bet the opposite. Once again, I left early, and the game changed. I was sitting on Union Boulevard when Derek Hall hit a three-run jack, and the whole complexion of the game flipped on its head. And I either take credit for that or blame for leaving early. I'm a bad fan. It's on me. I don't learn easily, and that's how it goes. Glad to get the win, though. Mick Abel was the pitcher. He went six innings, which is good for him. Two earned runs, he scattered seven hits and one base on balls, four strikeouts, threw 93 pitches, 52 of them for strikes. He started the game pretty much sitting 95, but in fifth and sixth inning, he was 91. And he wasn't always locating real well, but he was able to lean on his secondaries real well, which we saw him do before. And I think it's a good thing. And somebody said to me, kind of on my way out last night, well, if he's going to drop to 91 after a couple innings, then maybe he's just going to be a reliever. I don't think so. I think he's working through things. I think he's learned how to lean on his secondaries. He can throw those pitches for strikes. He can keep guys on off balance. He can pitch with guys on base. He had to work out at jams over and over again last night. And he was able to do it. And like I said, he did it by throwing secondary pitches and throwing them for strikes and missing some bats and getting some weak contact when he needed it, getting some fielding when he needed it. He also got victimized a little bit with the fielding here and there. That's an ongoing thing. We'll talk about that in a second. But I like that. I like what I see out of him still. Yeah, I think he's on the learning curve and he continues to develop. And every game will look for something a little different. What am I looking for next time? What do I want to see? Well, 93 pitches for six innings isn't terribly efficient. I'd like to see him get a little deeper into the game, maybe. I'd like to see him control that fastball a little bit better. He's not locating it great, and that means that it's either going wild for a ball or it's giving up some hard contact. And I think maybe what we saw in Reading from him last year, they'd have him go first inning, maybe even into his third inning, and throw almost exclusively fastballs. They just wanted him to establish that fastball and to locate it. And he's still not completely able to do that. And it's not such a great fastball that he's able to just miss with it and still get strikes consistently. So that's still the thing. He's got to locate better. On the opposing pitcher of the game was major leaguer on rehab, Mike Clevinger. He had been re-signed by the White Sox. And very interestingly, when they re-signed him, they had to DFA somebody. And that was the dude that's playing second base and shortstop for Reading right now. We picked him up. The Phillies did. And he's in Reading, and he's anchoring the top end of that lineup. So that was a kind of a good pickup for them. But one of the things, a little advance note, something I always forget about, with Clevinger being a major league rehab pitcher, you know, they use a major league ball, which is the same anyway now, I guess. But the ABS was off. So there was no Thursday night robo strikes and balls. There was no challenges, nothing. Pure umpiring last night, which wasn't completely obvious to me watching the game. So I suppose they did a reasonable job. But that's one of those advanced things. Couple other notes. It was great to see the Iron Pigs throw four guys out on the bases. That helped out the pitchers a little bit. But the errors continue. Kingery and Podgle both had fielding errors last night. Just not good. Some of it may be these guys move around. They play a different position every night, and maybe that throws things off a little bit. But this is AAA. These guys have played baseball before. You got to be able to field the ball. And if you're on the fringes of the major leagues, like guys in AAA are, you can't afford to make these kinds of mistakes. So, and the Iron Pigs overall this season are ranked near the bottom in fielding percentage. We've really got to clean that up. So that's something I'm looking forward to. Tonight, on the mound for the Iron Pigs, Michael Mercado. He's been in five games, and he still has 0.00 ERA. He's pitched 9.1 innings and given up six hits. He's had seven strikeouts and three base on balls. On Saturday, we saw him up in Scranton, and he went three innings. But the thing is, he only pitched 36 pitches. So the question is, are they stretching him out to be a starter? They just want him to throw more pitches. They want to look at him early in the games. I'm not sure what they're up to with him, but 36 pitches on Saturday. So look for him to go, maybe if they are stretching him out, look for him to push to 50 pitches tonight, no matter whether that's second inning or the fourth or fifth inning. So keep an eye on that. But he's been throwing the ball well. His ball jumps out of the hand and tough to pick up for batters and he's looked good. So see how that goes tonight. This is a pretty good hitting White Sox affiliate here. They've put some bats on some balls this week. So interested to see that at the game tonight. The opposing pitcher for tonight, left-handed pitcher Jared Schuster, former first-round pick of the Braves in 2020. He's got two games that he's started at AAA so far this season. He's 0-1 with a 9.00 ERA, but he's already been up to the White Sox twice this month. So he's been up and back a little bit. Maybe he's having trouble finding a rhythm and getting into a groove. So maybe the Iron Pigs can take advantage of that. He came over to the White Sox from Atlanta back in November in a trade for left-handed pitcher Aaron Bummer, along with some other players that went to the White Sox. What do we see out of Schuster? Look for a low 90s fastball. He can touch up into the mid-90s, but usually low 90s fastball, but devastating changeup from what I understand. Comes out of a three-quarter arm slot with a little bit of a deceptive delivery. He's only got fringe average control and command, the scouting reports tell me. So Pigs tonight, he's swing and strikes. Don't chase stuff and look to identify that changeup so you don't get fooled. Game time tonight, 7:05. Club gates, west gates, 5:30. 5:45 for the main gate in the plaza and the center field gate. It should be in the low 60s, partly sunny at game time with minimal wind. It's going to dip down, though. It might be 49 by the time you see fireworks. It is fireworks tonight. It's Fifi's version. So look for that. And also, it's martial arts night. So look for some martial arts demonstrations before the game. When we come back, there's hockey tonight. So why don't the Iron Pigs cross-promote more? Let's talk about that in just a minute. So why don't the Phantoms and the Iron Pigs cross-promote more? I know tonight they go head-to-head. If you didn't hear, the Phantoms are in the playoffs they were in the playoffs last year, but they didn't have any home games. So they're in the playoffs again, and we do have a home game, and the home game is tonight. And it goes against the Iron Pigs, and I can see that with head-to-head, you can look at it as competing for entertainment dollars and that kind of thing. But I think there's also a lot of missed opportunity for the two teams to cross promote. I don't think there's a ton of overlap I know I'm not the only one, but there are a bunch of us that are season ticket holders for both, but I don't think it's as many as it maybe could be. I don't think it's as many as people maybe think there are. So why not promote the hockey fans sometimes? And if you're the Phantoms, why not tap into the Iron Pigs fan base a little bit? And you can do it in a mutually beneficial way, I think. So here's what I was thinking. You know, the jerseys, have the Phantoms have an Iron Pigs jersey. Maybe you use the logos, maybe you don't. Maybe just use the color scheme. Maybe you use a baseball jersey design a little bit. That's been done. Redding did it. Or not. But you play as the Iron Pigs. You sell those jerseys. You'll make money. You sell a couple of things that are kind of along that colorway, and sell some hats that way, sell some other jerseys that way, and use those colors and support the Iron Pigs. You can have an Iron Pigs night, maybe like in March, and you can tap into the to the Iron Pigs fan base and the season ticket holders and all of that. Get to sell some groups out of that. And the Iron Pigs can come and have a table on the concourse. I think they actually did do this once really early on. But the Iron Pigs could come and sell, try to sell some season ticket plans, try to sell some groups on the concourse in March when everybody's really thirsty for baseball. And similar thing could happen at the Iron Pigs. Let's go to August when everybody's, or even September when it's tougher to sell baseball tickets. Have a Phantoms night. Have a Phantoms jersey. Maybe it's a baseball jersey. Maybe it's a hockey style jersey. We've done both of those before. Use the Phantoms colors. Use the orange, nice orange jersey with a black hat. You know, maybe you're trading logos. Maybe you're not. But there's ways to do this that you can market to the other fans. And then when you have something like right now where the Phantoms are in the playoffs and the Iron Pigs want to support them, not saying, like I said, tonight because they're going head to head, but maybe like Wednesday night. Wednesday night, the Phantoms were playing up in New Wilkes-Barre and the Iron Pigs were at home. They could have worn their Phantoms jerseys. Say, hey, we're supporting that other team because they're in the playoffs and these hockey games are important. So I think there's a ton of opportunity there that's being missed. And I think I know why it's not being done. But that's not my idea. My idea is, you know, you lean right into it the whole way, and make something out of it. They're constantly playing as other identities. If you can play as the Phantasmas, you can play as the Iron Pigs. And if you can play as the Cats, like the Iron Pigs are tomorrow night, you can play as the Phantoms. So cross promote a little bit, make it a yearly thing, make it an every year thing, pull it out when you feel like it, pull it out when it makes sense more, and pull it out when you're supporting the other team. And I think people will respond to it and the rising tide floats all boats. So why don't they do it? Well, money. I don't think the Pigs play nice with others. They barely cross promote with Scranton 1 year and then they dumped that. They famously told somebody, and it wasn't me, it was somebody else, but they famously told somebody to go join some other fan club from another team because they didn't want any kind of fan groups or clubs or anything of the sort around the Iron Pigs. But you know what? Have they seen what hockey jerseys sell for? If they did, I think they'd be a little bit more willing to lean into a cross promotion thing. And I think it's the Iron Pigs that hold it up. I think the Phantoms would be willing to do it if they had the opportunity to. I think it would be a neat thing for them, and they could draw in some Iron Pigs fans, and they could have another theme night baked in every single season, and they could even whip it out more than that if they needed to. But they don't, because the Iron Pigs don't want to play nice. So I think that's the way it goes. I hope it changes. I hope somebody on one of the teams can force their way into making this happen. But I, like I said, I don't think it ever will. And same thing with we've talked before about, could they put hockey at Coca-Cola Park in the winter? Well, they could, but they couldn't sell enough tickets to make the kind of money that you could make by putting that game at a Major League Baseball stadium like they did when they had it at Citizens Bank Park, or by putting it in a football stadium like they did in Hershey, or like they did in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh. So I don't think that'll ever happen, but it would be great to have an outdoor game in the winter. It would be great for it to be in a smaller stadium where you could really see, but I don't think that'll ever happen either. Again, it all comes down to money, and there's just not enough of it to go around for things like that. But we'll talk about more of those kind of things coming up. Enjoy the games tonight, and we'll see you here tomorrow on Iron Pigs Today. Thank you for listening.